Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 29, Part 9, Verses 56 through 59. Narada answers King Prachinabarhi's inquiry. And so the king replied, "My dear Brahmana, whatever you have said, I have heard with great attention, and, considering all of it, I have come to the conclusion that the acharyas and teachers who engaged me in fruitive activity did not know this confidential knowledge. If they were aware of it, why did they not explain it to me? O Narada, there are contradictions between your instructions and those of my spiritual teachers who engaged me in fruitive activities. And now I can understand the distinction between devotional service, knowledge, and renunciation. I had some doubts about them, but you, Narada, have now very kindly dissipated all these doubts. Now I can understand how even the great sages are bewildered about the real purpose of life. Of course, there is no question of sense gratification. The results of whatever the living entity does in this life are enjoyed in the next life. The expert knowers of the Vedic conclusion say that one enjoys or suffers the results of his or her past activities. But practically it has seemed that the body which performed the work in the last birth is already lost. So tell me, how is it possible to enjoy or suffer the reactions of that work in a different body?" Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Actually, the so-called teachers or leaders of material society do not really know the goal of life. They are described by Krishna in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as Mayaya Parita Jnana. They appear to be very learned scholars, but actually the influence of Krishna's illusory material energy has taken away their knowledge. Real knowledge means searching out Krishna. Vedaish chasarvayar aham eva vedyah. All Vedic knowledge is meant for searching out Krishna, because Krishna is the origin of everything. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadi asya yata. And in the Gita, chapter 10, Krishna says, "Aham adir hi devanam. I am the source of all the demigods." Thus, Krishna is the origin and beginning of all demigods, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the others. The Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are concerned with satisfying different demigods, but unless one is very advanced, he or she cannot understand Govindam Adipurusham Tamahang Bhajami, that the original personality is Sri Krishna, Govinda himself. After hearing the instructions of Narada Muni, King Barhishman came to his senses. The real goal of life is to attain devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. King Prachinabarhi therefore decided to reject the so-called priestly orders who simply engaged their followers in ritualistic ceremonies without giving effective instructions about the goal of life. And so at the present moment, churches, temples, and mosques all over the world are not attracting people because the foolish priests cannot elevate their followers to the platform of knowledge. And not being aware of the real goal of life, they simply keep their congregations in ignorance. Consequently, those who are so-called well-educated have become uninterested in the ritualistic ceremonies, and at the same time, they are not benefited with real knowledge. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very important for the enlightenment of all classes. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Barhishman, everyone should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and abandon the stereotyped ritualistic ceremonies that go on under the garb of so many religions. The six Goswami disciples of Lord Chaitanya from the very beginning differed from the priestly class who were engaged in ritualistic ceremonies. Indeed, Srila Sanatana Goswami compiled his Hari Bhakti Vilas just for the guidance of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, not caring for the lifeless activities of the priestly class, take to full Krishna consciousness and become perfect in this very life. That was already described previously as Paramahamsa Saranam, taking shelter of the Paramahamsa, the liberated soul, and becoming successful in this life. King Barhishman was engaged in different types of sacrifice for elevation to the heavenly planets. People generally are attracted by these activities, and very rarely is there a person attracted to devotional service, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms. For unless one is very, very fortunate, he or she does not take to devotional service. Even the so-called learned Vedic scholars are bewildered by devotional service. They are generally attracted to the rituals for sense gratification. In devotional service, there is no sense gratification, but only transcendental loving service to the Lord. Consequently, the so-called priests engaged in sense gratification do not very much like devotional service. Brahmanas and priests have been against this Krishna consciousness movement since it began with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sriman Mahaprabhu started this movement, the priestly class lodged complaints to the Qazi, the magistrate of the Muhammadan government. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to lead a civil disobedience movement against the propaganda of the so-called followers of Vedic principles. These people are described as Karma Jada Smartas, which indicates that they are priests engaged in ritualistic ceremonies. It is herein stated that such people become bewildered. Rishaya apihi khmuhyanti. To save oneself from the hands of these karma jada smartas, one should strictly follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, a person does not know how one body is linked with another body. How is it possible that one suffers or enjoys the results of the activities in this body in yet another body in the next life? This is the question the king wants Narada Muni to answer. How may one have a human body in this life and not have a human body in the next? Why, even great philosophers and scientists cannot account for the transferal of karma from one body to another. As we experience, every individual soul has an individual body, and one person's activities or the activities of one's body are not enjoyed or suffered by any other body or another person. So the question is how the activities of this body are suffered or enjoyed in the next. Atheists want evidence for the resultant actions of past activities. Therefore they ask, where is the proof that I am suffering and enjoying the resultant actions of my past karma? They have no idea how the subtle body carries the results of the present body's actions down to the next gross body. The present body may be finished grossly, but the subtle body is not finished. And so it is the subtle body which carries the soul to the next gross body. Actually, the gross body is dependent on the subtle body. Therefore, the next gross body must suffer and enjoy according to the subtle body. The soul is carried by the subtle body continuously until liberated from gross material bondage. Mano buddhir ahankarash chittam iti antar atmakam chaturdha lakshyate vedho vritya lakshana rupaya. The internal subtle senses, or the subtle body, are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinctions between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics. And so the four internal senses, or subtle senses, described herein are defined by different characteristics. When pure consciousness is polluted by material contamination, and when identification with the body becomes prominent, then one is said to be situated under false ego. Consciousness is the function of the soul, and therefore behind consciousness there is soul. Consciousness polluted by material contamination is called ahankara. Recorded December 28, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Yashomati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Yashomati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Gopi Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Vihana Kaliya Damana
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.